Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
I'm out of town today and speaking to you by telephone. We all know that President Trump has an ambitious agenda, and one of those projects is to balance our budget. Our rising debt is frightening. It has hit a higher level as a share of our national economy than any time since President Truman. Truman was able to reduce our debt by the time he left office. That will not be easy for us to do now. 50 years ago, two-thirds of government spending was discretionary. They cut defense. World War II was over, and they cut other programs. At that time, only one-third of spending was mandatory. Today, two-thirds is mandatory. Our big spending is on autopilot. At this point, it doesn't sound like the Congress or President Trump have targeted entitlement programs for any reductions. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and our debt payments will continue to go up. And with the older population and rising interest rates, it's hard to imagine how we can get control of our debt problem. There won't be much money for defense or discretionary programs. In 2021, the Highway Trust Fund will run out of money. Social Security disability insurance reserves will be broke. And the list goes on and on. With our debt at 77% of GDP now and projected to continue to grow, we need to get serious about a solution. It can only be fixed by spending less or taxing more. However, the Republican Congress and President plan to cut taxes, corporate income tax, individual taxes. Our elected officials need to have the courage to make necessary cuts in entitlement programs. Everything should be on the table. We could help that Highway Trust Fund with a fuel tax increase. We haven't raised that tax for 25 years. We're living longer and working longer. Raise the Social Security retirement age. When Social Security insurance was introduced under President Roosevelt, the average life expectancy was 65 years. We don't know if Speaker Paul Ryan's budget will survive, but at this moment, it does include a 20% border tax on products imported into the United States, and that would bring in a lot of money. Dealing with our debt problem is so difficult because politicians fear that they will not get reelected if they raise taxes or take money away from government supports or subsidies. Our debt level rose under President Bush and then doubled to $20 trillion under President Obama. Businesses and farms can't live like that, and neither can our nation. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.